So you should be able to see my screen, the usual PowerPoint title slide. So these are numbers. Registration has gone up over the week, which is great in terms of scouts, adult staff, junior staff. Those numbers have also gone up as well. And so wanting to thank Rand, thank you for providing the reports. So Ashley included the PDF of the report for the registration in the meeting invite email. So you should receive that. But if you haven't received it, let us know. And Rand provided a breakdown of staff registered by day, which is really helpful so we know how many folks would actually be on site to help out in the various stations and activities. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have on average around 35 folks, most of them coming on Monday. And then it goes down 35. Thursday is the lowest, and then we go up a little bit on Friday. And one thing we noticed, and this is in a few emails that we've received so far from other PACs, Cub Scouts youth with parent volunteers for 5, 4, 3, or 2 days. So we have a number of Cub Scout youth. We know some of them are siblings, but we do have a number of Cub Scouts who have parents that noted that they are going to volunteer, but they just haven't registered as adult leaders yet. And that is one area because we do still need the staff to meet the staff requirements of at least 50 to 60, ideally 50 adults every single day. We'd like to keep making sure that we have those parents who did sign up their scout with a parent volunteer to actually register themselves in the system. Anything to add, Rand?
Yes, I do. Could I quickly just share my screen here?
Yeah, sure.
So real quickly this afternoon, I went through, and hopefully everybody can see this. I looked at every Cub Scout youth that was registered with a parent volunteer anywhere from 2 days to 5 days. And this is, and then I tried to match it up with a parent. Now, it's a little bit difficult sometimes. I primarily looked at the registration number. So if the parent registered their Cub Scout at the same time they registered themselves, or if they went back and used that same registration link, then it'll show up like that. I know a lot of times we have different last names, and the other possibility too is that if you go in fresh as a adult volunteer and register just yourself under a different registration number, then I wouldn't be able to match it. But I will send this out to Cassie and Ashley, and they can push it out shortly. But I just did a real quick count, and it's like 47 people that we have here.
Hey, Rand. Yep. This is Jen Noya. I talked to you the other day where we navigated through getting the parent registered. And you had mentioned you were going to put together, I don't know, maybe some screenshots or something that I could send to the parents I know had thought they registered. Is that still something you can do, or should I create my own?
I will. Well, if you can create it, that'd be great. I it's on my list of things to do. I did guide one of your parents through it. And so.
Oh, you did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay.
And if there's.
That was me, probably. Or was there another adult?
It might have been you. I've forgotten at this point. Everything's a blur, you know? So, anyway, that's the list here. And, yeah. I think we learned a little bit because, basically when we do that, you're seeing a different screen, or I'm seeing for the first time what you're seeing. So I can't always see what you're seeing. So that does help me when I can do a Zoom call and we can share screens. Okay. I'm done.
Thanks, Rand. And Jen, a quick question, because I know I have some parents as well who need to do the registration. So it sounds like you already went through the process.
Yeah, Rand and I did it, I think, Monday or what, I don't know, one of the days this week. We're already on Thursday. So, yeah, I'm happy to put together some screenshots of how we navigated it, and send it to you.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you can send it out to all the parents.
Yes. Or all the other, CPCs. Yes. That would be super helpful. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise.
I'm sure I'm not. Great to see here. 4-1. If we are, I was able to go back in and put myself down as well as a 5-day volunteer as we are doing the PAC coordinator. Does that also give us a couple of days, credit that we're not going to be there in person? That's one part of my question. And then the other part is I put myself down as the 5-day volunteer for both of my kids, not offering 2 parent volunteers for the week. Did I do that correctly?
Yes. CPC, I believe, gets 2 days of volunteer. 2 days.
2 days. Yep.
Okay. That's correct.
Yep.
Okay. And then we know, yes, there is that, one area where if you signed up for both of your children, yes, we would see, in that count of scouts for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 5, 4, 3, yes, you would be listed, we'd be counting you twice. So we know that the numbers, you did it correct. That's correct.
Okay.
That's how I signed it up. But, we know the numbers would be a little bit higher than what we actually would get for adults.
Yep. So if you have 5 kids and you volunteer for 5 days, you're going to get a heck of a deal. You can send every single kid to day camp for only $50 a kid.
I can't get a better deal anywhere. Yeah. I think we also had to clarify for a family that was asking for a break on, you know, they're not within Scouts yet. And I totally understood the outlook of that. There was that registration fee. And I asked that question and it was clarified as well. I've just something I put in there that I was hoping they would just say, you know, yeah, we want to join, but that's another thing too that we got clarified, and it makes sense that they would have to pay the national fees and all that. Yeah.
We've just to clarify for everybody, we do not have the ability to discount or eliminate the national registration fees or the council program fees. So everybody has to pay it. And it is prorated. So right now, if they sign up, it's about $120, I think, for May through the end of the year.
It did. Yeah, it said 117. And I still think that's still a screaming deal compared to all the other camps that are going on out there, even if they're not involved in Scouts. And the question was because she wanted to volunteer as a 5-day parent as well. So she was wondering which camp should she use? Should she use the camp that she doesn't have to be there for the 5 days? And, you know, so,
just to be clear, we're probably the only camp or maybe one of two that offers a discount for adults to volunteer.
Definitely.
So if you go up to Walnut Creek where they just have a 2-day camp or other locations like, Twin Valley District, which is down in Dublin, or Tres Ranchos, which is out in Castro Valley. Some of those, do not have a discount for volunteers. I mean, they'll want you to volunteer, but you don't get a discount. Their camps are less expensive, but they don't have the venue and the venue costs that we do.
Understood. Yeah.
Then one other thing I want to make clear too is that if there's truly a financial need for people, we do have camperships that are available. There is a form that needs to be filled out. And basically it's not that they get a free ride, but we'll be able to discount it significantly, typically about half. If, for example, you have a parent that got laid off and they're unemployed, and they, you know, want to send their kids to camp, we'll do our best to work with them.
Thanks, Tracy, for the questions, and Jen as well, and thanks, Rand, for the additional information. Any other questions or thoughts or comments on day camp registration numbers? Okay, so next.
I'll give you the very latest here. As of this minute, we're currently up to 41 Cub Scout youth, and that's with Cub Scouts with no parent volunteers. And then with Cub Scouts with 5-day parent volunteers, we have 43. 4-day is 8. 3-day is 8. 2-day is 22. And we currently have 34 adult staff so far.
And we have 9 tags. Is that correct?
We have 9 tags. Let's talk about tags for a moment, because this is very, very important. Is I noticed that there are some adults that are volunteering, say, 3 days, which is great. And then they signed up one of their younger kids as a tag. The tag program is only for the days that they're actually working at day camp. So if you're working 3 days, that doesn't mean that your preschooler gets tag, you know, child care for the entire week. It's only when you're on site at day camp that you get the tag opportunities. Does that make sense?
I think that was made clear too in the tag registration. It says for like your kid, you have to be, a parent has to be there when a tag is there the same day.
Yeah, we try to make it, you know, just blatantly obvious and clear, but still sometimes the question comes up, or sometimes there's just that hope that they can, you know, they're dropping off their older kid. Can't they just drop off the preschooler too? it's like not if you're not working.
Okay. Now, following up from last week's meeting on terms of the activities, the schedule, I know you all are very eager to sign up. Let me see. I think there was one. Thanks, Courtney, for the comment on the tag. It was clear. So the schedule of activities. Yes, there is a sign-up genius on the Meridian Day Camp website that which Ashley put together that has it by day, the different activities where we need folks to sign up for. And I know, Misami, you mentioned that you have parents who are interested in crafts. Mick, you mentioned being able to run the scout station Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, wondering what else you can help out with on Monday and Friday. So we do have all those slots out there for you all to sign up. We noticed Ashley knows that one parent has already signed up for some of the slots. So I don't know if that person is on the phone.
I don't recognize their name, so they may not be. They might have just found it on the site when they were registering, which love the spirit. But in terms of the stations, if we can have the PAC or CPC coordinators actually fill that out, that would be great. Only because as much as we appreciate the volunteers, we want to make sure the stations have the like 3 to 5 day parents in there versus the 1 day. Like because they're going to have to learn what's being done at that station and be trained up. And so it's more efficient to place our parents who are there a little longer to own that station, ideally for that time that it's throughout camp, whether it be 3 days, like Mick's doing the 3 days of scout skills, or, you know, whatever we're looking at, just to make sure. Also, because, for example, archery, that has to be specific certifications. So we want to make sure whoever is signing up is aware of that. So if we can, I'm going to reach out to the person who volunteered just to make sure they understand what's going on that. But if we can make sure that maybe the CPC or the PAC, you know, coordinator is, whether that be the Cub Master or whoever's doing it for your PAC, is the one that's filling that one out, the station ones, that would be just phenomenal. And then in the comments, if you want to put the parent's name and their email address, that would be great. In terms of the other, there's 2 sign-up geniuses. We separated it out. One's for the stations, so just our stations, and the other one is for other things like our camp medics and our parking staff and stuff like that, because that's got a little bit more lenience on how, you know, how many days you're having to do it and whether you're 2 days or 5 days. And so, if we can maybe have the CPCs coordinate filling out the sign-up geniuses, that would be really great.
Thanks, Ashley. And also, so Eileen's put together a great list of crafts. I know some of you are asking about crafts. So we have thought about what kind of crafts would go well with the space science theme, as well as some crafts for the tags, cooking, and Ashley, Rand, Yulee, and myself came up with some thoughts on what we can do on the engineering and STEM station. So it will be a different craft every day, as well as a different STEM activity every day. So we will be hoping to get enough supplies and test it out before day camp starts. Hopefully test it out possibly at least 2 weeks before day camp, just to make sure we have what we need to get it up and running, or if we need anything else to run these stations. Anything?
I have a question. This is Mick. I am looking at the Sign Up Genius now, and Scout Skills is listed on Monday as well.
Okay, we will have to correct that.
That might have been my error. I will go through and update that. Mick.
No, that's okay. I just making sure. Yeah. And then, other than. On Friday, there's just, field day helpers. Okay, I see it.
Yes. Yep.
And then on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be all hands on deck for field day on Friday.
Yeah, so I signed up for that. And on Monday, is there a place you think you're going to need me?
Absolutely.
We'll find a place.
Do you want me to wait to fill me out for Monday until we see where there's a hole, or how do you want to do that?
So I'll pull the scout skills off of Monday, and then let's see where we're missing a spot on Monday and where we can best utilize your skills. That would be awesome.
Awesome.
I did have a question for you guys in terms, because I have all of these PAC representatives on here. Mick, you've done scout skills before. Do you think that one of the scout skill days, it might be beneficial for maybe the older units to do like setting up a tent?
How big are the units going to be?
What's
if there's 125, the units are probably going to be 10-ish.
The units are typically 10 to 12 scouts. And,
so that's too ambitious.
It is and isn't. Like, I don't have a problem with doing tents for, like, having them there as an option. But the parents and the leaders that are coming with them will just have to help. I mean, I can't spread my field of vision that far.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And
but
that
for the
might
older,
just be a,
for older scouts that have some experience with tents already, I'm less concerned with that. Rand, I don't know if you all have tents at the district, but we certainly could borrow them from all kinds of units that have tents for sure. Like I'm sure I could get them from one of the troops that one of my kids is involved in and from their, you know, from their quartermaster. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that might be not ideal for day camp. I was just curious.
No, I think it's a good possibility. We don't have any tents at the district level, but as Mick was saying, there are a number of troops that I'm sure we could borrow, you know, some of their older tents or something like that. Now, the scout skills, well, we have a 3-day rotation between nature, scout skills, and cooking. Those three stations basically only, they're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So a given unit will only attend, say, cooking on one of those days, nature on a second day, and then the scout skills on the third day. So what that means is rather than having the typical rotation size of about 25 scouts, we'll have about one-third of that. So probably 8 to 10 to maybe 12 at the most in a rotation going through cooking, going through nature, and going through scout skills. So,
So they're only going to scout skills once?
Right.
Okay, so then we probably wouldn't want to eat up their entire time doing a tent. Better focus on the, like you were talking about before, Mick, the flags, flag folding, and the knots. That makes sense.
Yeah, so what we did, last year we did flags and knots, and we did half the time, we split the kids in half, and we did half the time where I explained to them the flag code and the history of the flag. And then we taught them how to fold the flag properly. Mm-hmm. And then we switched and did knots the other half of the time. So at a bare minimum, I need, you know, myself and one other adult there, to do one half and the other half. Now I'm happy to change it. So it's, if it's not knots and flags, it can be, you know, all kinds of different things, but those are fairly straightforward to do.
Yeah.
So
company. No, I think those are pretty important and that's going to follow them through to their scout skills when they, you know, go on to troops.
Yep.
And I believe I have somewhere buried in my garage, I think I have 6 compasses. So we've done basic compass skills before too.
We certainly can do that. Yeah. It's funny how many people don't actually know how to use a compass properly.
Yeah.
But I love orienteering. Basics,
yeah. So that's another possibility too. So there's a lot of possibilities. And in some camps, we actually do scout skills 3 different days. So we're doing something like knots and then first aid, you know, on a second day and then doing, you know, compass skills or something like that on the third day.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Awesome. Sure. Thanks, Mick. Got a good handle on scout skills. So we're pretty excited.
Indeed. Hey, what's the name of the document on the website that has the list of the parents and that signed up and the disconnect that spreadsheet you had, or is it not on there?
It'll be pushed out through an email. I just sent it out to Cassie, Ashley, and Eileen about
push it out to you guys this evening.
Yeah,
I'll get that sent over to you.
But let's see if we can't put together real quickly that document or a couple screen captures as to where you have to click to sign up, because that'll help them a lot too.
Thanks to Jen for helping us with that.
Cool.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Oh, Ms. Tommy?
Sure. Yeah. There would be 2 sign-up genius going on, one for the activity station, the other one for the, like, a first aid. I only can find one. Where is the
Coming soon.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We will add it.
We just haven't put it on the site yet.
Exactly. Okay. It's coming soon.
Oh, yep. I'll wait for it.
Yeah. And I do have a note on it in my next slide. It's one of the things that are coming soon. But it does have the, so we do need folks to help out with day camp setup. I believe we're going to get this stuff from the shed. So on that sign up genius, the coming soon one, we do have the Sunday before day camp, to go to the PEC, not PEC shed, sorry, the Meridian Day Camp, the Meridian shed, and grab the materials out of there, load it into a truck, and drive it over to Little Hills, where we do need to set up all of the stations, the archery. I'm hearing we've got to move picnic tables around, so we do need a pretty sizable crew of folks to get that going. And then also we possibly, you know, fingers crossed, we'll see how the pool is. So the pool is, we're still hearing confirmation on whether we'll be able to use the pool. But if we use the pool, that's where we'll need to create those changing stations as well. So that's something that we do have a big need for on the sign up genius, as well as we got the first aid. I think binders, Ashley, is binders there? I know I saw unit boxes, putting together unit boxes and possibly cleanup is also on that.
No, I actually did not put the binders in there yet, only because I don't have the dates, because that's going to depend on the parents' availability. So we had, I think, one parent reach out and say they were interested in doing binders. We want 2 volunteers. So if you know someone else in your pack that's able to do binders and we can get those 2 individuals talking, those will need to be done fairly soon, like the dates, so we can let the PACs know when, you know, create the sign up spots for them to be able to go get their binders checks. So I did not put those on there just because I don't have the dates yet. So if you have, I think one parent that reached out and said they were interested. If we have a second one that we can get on board so that the one doesn't have to carry it all, that would be awesome. And then we can get the sign up genius put in there with, I guess we wouldn't really need the sign up genius for them to volunteer for that spot, but we can at least get one created for the PAX like last year to sign up for their spots to go get their binders checked.
Yeah. And I just remembered, Ashley, so Courtney asked, I think at their last meeting, to have unit leaders also included on the sign up genius, or is that something?
Still, I can do that. I can put a spot on there for unit leaders. I mean, I can and I can't, because we don't know how many units we have yet.
So, good point. We'll wait till registration is done and then we'll figure it out. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Once we get an idea of that, because we don't know the units. Like especially with cause you know, with the girls, those are going to be comprised probably of multiple packs. So, I don't have a spot for that yet. I would say send us your unit leader information. So if you already have your unit leaders identified for your pack, send us that. We'll put it in a spreadsheet so we know what packs have what unit leaders, kind of like with our CPCs. And then once we start getting an idea of what the units are going to be separated into, we can get that pushed out.
Perfect. Thank you.
I had another quick question about that. Maybe you brushed over this. On Monday, the 23rd, when we've given the date of asking for the papers locally, are we doing something with that for you that day, or are we just trying to get people to get it to us quickly?
Which papers?
Just the actual paperwork.
Yeah.
For the forms for each person.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So basically what you're doing is you're starting to ping the parents for, I need all the forms for your Cub Scouts, all the forms for if you're an adult leader you have a junior helper or you have a tag, we need those forms. And experience has shown that it takes, you know, a week or more of the CPC, you know, kind of pinging on the parents to actually get them. And then at that point, you'll have 80%, you know, and you may have another 10% that are, you have, but they're incomplete. And so you have to go back to the parents and stuff. So, we're just trying to help you out by, you know, having stuff turned into the CPCs a little bit earlier. And then when we figure out who the, binder check, people will be, those two people, then, we'll put out a date and a times and a sign-up genius, and then the CPCs can coordinate through the sign-up genius to turn in their notebooks. And then at that point, we'll basically impound those notebooks. Now, it's typically done about a week ahead of time or so, which still gives us a few days if there's still, you know, some problems, missing information, maybe an insurance card that's not included, that can still get turned in. But generally speaking, we want to make certain that the CPCs go through very thoroughly and make certain everything's complete so that when they do turn it in to the binder check people, that indeed it's complete. We're not having to go back and forth, back and forth.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Yes, Chelsea.
Yeah, the binder check is,
I got feedback.
Give me just a moment. Sorry.
Masami, did you have a question?
Yes. For the crafts, you mentioned that maybe it's good to practice test run before. When do you think, we can do that? Or do we have material, at least like a test material, not the, you know, not, we don't have to purchase everything yet, but for just to get.
So it. Aline is a rock star and she's got like the crafts put, like in terms of what we're going to need. We're going to put those orders in, like they're already starting to be coordinated. And so as soon as we've got that in, we'll get some instructions in for you and get a test kit out to our crafts leaders so they can practice it before camp.
Yeah. Yes. So
and it shouldn't be too long. Okay. It shouldn't. As soon as it's in, we'll put the test kit together to test it out.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff you know, we can get you the instructions ahead of time if you want, because a lot of it's probably stuff you'll have at home. So if you know your pack's going to take on crafts and you're like, hey, we'd rather look at the instructions sooner rather than later, we can get you the crafts that like send you the list of what we're doing and the instructions. And then if you have some stuff at home that you can practice it on, you know, feel free to have your, you know, your people test it, like whoever's going to own it. And then if they don't have it, as soon as the crafts come in, like the items that we need, we'll get that to you guys.
Okay.
But we can get that list of crafts to you and the instructions like, within the next week, within the next few days, I should say.
Okay. That would be very helpful. So I can share that with the volunteer person so that they can get the feel of it and mm-hmm. we'll wait for the materials to come in so we can test it out. Yeah.
Awesome. And then I did want to backtrack on the pack binders just really quickly. So with the pack binders, we actually, I just updated what goes in the pack binder document, and that if it hasn't been put on the website already, it's going to be very shortly. Get whoever your CPC is if they're not on the call, get that to them as soon as possible so they can familiarize what needs to go into the binder, because as your parents are dropping off forms to you guys, as the forms are being collected, then you know what order, what needs to go in there, what forms might be missing. And then, you can just start putting it into your binder in the order that it needs to go. So you're creating your binder as the forms come along versus waiting to do it, right before the binder check, if that makes sense. So, that'll be up like very shortly. And then, it's very like, here's, it's very direct with like, these are the divisions that you need. This is how it needs to be put together. And I would say, you know, it's just in a 3-ring binder with specifications on that. And it's like, I would say, get that binder going, even if it's empty for a week. Just have the dividers ready so that as forms start compiling, your CPC can just put them into the spots that they need to go versus trying to get it all together at the end, because then it's frustrating when you show up to the binder check and it's like, oh, you did that wrong. You got to go back and fix it. It's like, what? Are you serious? No. So, it's almost easier just to do it along the way. And then it becomes just, I guess, a little bit easier because it's little chunks at a time. And this I say coming from someone who did it last minute. Save yourself the stress of last minute.
Yeah, it's helpful to know what paperwork they're going to be looking for. So thanks, Ashley, for putting together that list. And then Masami, just one question. So for Pack 815, so we are asking for 3 parent craft volunteers. So
I don't think we have 3 though. It we only have 1 volunteer each day. That's it. So yeah, we need some other pack to join the crafts, but I'm happy to learn in advance how to do things so we can kind of learn beforehand and lead the activity, but we do not have the manpower to have 3 people at the same time. Yeah. Is that okay?
Ideally, we would like to have the same pack run the station just so that, you know, like you said, your parents are learning the craft and they can all learn together and run the station at the same time. So that would be ideal. But, but yeah, so if there are any other parents in your pack who are willing to help, I know you also had parents who helped out with tags as well, but I think they weren't going to be available at this time. But
then Masami, is the same person going to be running the craft station, or do you have different parents?
So Monday, Thursday, same person. Tuesday, Wednesday, same person. So I have 2 parents, 2 days and 3 days. So I have each Monday through Friday, I have 1 person, but it's done by 2 people. So Monday, person A, and then that person comes back on Thursday and Friday. Person B does Tuesday, Wednesday. So my plan is if I can get the instruction and the material, I can do that with them ahead of time. And it looks like we already know which day we are doing what. So I can even coordinate that to go over with Monday, Thursday craft person and Tuesday, Wednesday craft persons for each craft. And then I can learn that too. So I'll be there. I'll be a unit leader. So I'll be there and can help too. But I only have one person each day. And another, the third person is doing the first aid station for 2 days. So that's all I have. Yeah. So I have two unit leaders, including me, and then one more person, because we have 10 scouts. So I think PAC 815 will have one unit. So we need two unit leaders, so me and Leslie. And then I was thinking craft two adults, but one person each day. So I don't know if that is okay.
We will take what we can get. We have
unit leaders who are going to help out, you know, and then, yeah, so we'll make it work. But yeah, if your parents can help, then at least lead the crafts, that would be a great help.
Okay.
Then, but yeah, so just wanted to check to see if, I know we had put in the same thing as three parent volunteers for that, but yeah, well, thank you. Anything else? On activities, the schedule. Okay. If not, I'll end with the last slide. And the last slide is just some of the things that we had spoke about earlier. Ashley mentioned the second sign up genius as we talked about for things that are outside of the activity station. So that will be forthcoming. And then Zoom meetings. So last year we did have meetings for our junior helpers or parents and their parents volunteers. We're planning to have a Zoom meeting again the week of May 30th, not on May 30th. That's Memorial Day, but that week will be 2 weeks before day camp starts. So we'd like to have a meeting just to get everybody up to speed on what's going to be happening that week, 2 weeks prior to day camp. So keep an eye out for a Zoom meeting invite for that week. Anything else?
So I'm in kind of spotty cell area, but are you guys able to hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Okay, awesome.
You sound good.
There is a possibility that the poll might be available. If that's the case, if you have any parents that are able to volunteer that have this Safe Swim defense certification, that, like, if you have a parent on deck with that, that would be awesome. So just to put that out there.
That's really helpful, actually, because I know my PAC 1776, we did the poll last year. Mm-hmm. So I am checking with some of my parents who came last year to see if they're going to come this year. Yes, because we did have to take that. Yeah. It was an online training.
And if we don't have any, and if we don't have any parents that are available with that, they want to do the poll. Like Cassie said, there is an online training that's not that long, and it's really helpful. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Takes about 30 minutes.
Yes. Yep. And then Courtney had a question. So the week of the May 30th, middle schools have grad night, and it's last week of school. So if folks are not able to make these Zoom meetings, will we record them and provide them as a resource? Rand, or do you prefer everybody to be there?
We really prefer people are there, but we will record it. But we don't like to advertise ahead of time that it'll be recorded, because then there's a little bit less effort made, I think, to attend these sometimes. You know, and we'll do our best. I mean, even if we were to move this back a week, saying, okay, the following week we'll do it, so you don't have graduation or other things like that, then maybe that's the week they take a week of vacation between school and day camp. And so you're always competing, you know, with other things going on. So we'll do our best in terms of trying to schedule stuff, but and that's all we ask of the parents too.
Any other questions, comments?
Yeah. Rand, you put the link in the chat for the binder and the document.
Yes.
If I click that Google Doc link,
mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't go straight to the link. It ask me to like a request.
Oh,
I'll do a PDF export and send that out tonight in the emails along with the sign up geniuses. Definitely. So that, so that it's a little bit more easy, because then you can forward that on to your, anyone else that may need it in your pack. Cause I know sometimes we have pack members here that aren't the CPCs. So, I'll forward that out to the list this evening, a PDF doc that's, you know, easier to print too. And then if you guys have questions, I think I saw someone put this in the chat. If you have questions or stuff you need to send, yeah, feel free to send it to the Meridian Day Camp email. Cassie and I both check that. So I've got that on my phone. So it does, like, all the alerts come to my phone, and I know Cassie's awesome about checking it too. So if you guys have questions or something that comes up, please don't hesitate to reach out to us on there.
Okay. Yep. And then as soon as I get that PDF, I'll go ahead and put it up on the website as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did anyone have any other questions or comments or anything? I think Cassie's done an awesome job of coordinating the meetings and organization of this. As always, you know, thank you. Thank you for making this happen. Like, holy moly, we're doing this, team. Like, we deserve all the amazing summery vacation drinks after this. but we've got this. We're fully capable, and it's always a good thing to remember. The kids are going to have fun regardless. So let's be, you know, let's not stress ourselves too hard on executing perfect, because as long as we're enthusiastic about it, the kids are going to have fun too. So.
Definitely a team effort. Can't believe we started just April. Now it's, you know, 2 months later, and we got a great schedule going. Thanks to Lean for all the great craft ideas and science show. I think that's a science show by our very own special person. And yeah, we got lots of great meantime activities. The kids are going to have a blast.
And I do have
Worry, Mick. We're still going to figure out a way to put it in the dunk tank.
I'm not worried at all.
No.
Last year it was so hot. I wanted the dunk tank to be there. So that's all good.
Well, that's maybe we can have a sign up sheet on field day for that.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should do it on field day.
I think if we coordinate with the Little Hills, we might be able to do that.
Awesome.
The other thing I just wanted to remind everybody to, again, reach out to everybody in your pack, is if the families haven't signed up, the sooner the better, because we have a $50 late registration fee that goes into effect starting May 21st. So again, we're at the rock bottom in terms of the number of people that we need. And we're just kind of scraping by financially in terms of being able to even pull off this camp. But we really do need more scouts to sign up. So please help us out there.
Cassie, can I have a copy of the presentation? I want to see that, you know, you had the slide, the page that has the Monday is this, Tuesday is this, the craft.
We'll put that up. Cassie, if you can send me your PowerPoint from last week and this week, then probably, hopefully in the next 24 hours, I can get it up there on the website.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
And to keep it simple, what I'll be putting up there is just a, like an MP3 podcast of the audio. I don't think we need to see everybody's face and that, as well as also, that's just a much, much bigger file to have a video file up there versus a little MP3 that you could just even download and just play, you know, as you're running around town.
Thanks, Rand. Sounds great.
And if there's nothing else, I will stop the recording.